This hearing will please come to order. I am Robert J. Torres, Chairman of the State Commission of Public Records. I will be acting as a hearing officer for this rule hearing. For the record, this hearing is being held on February the 20th of 2018 in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the State Records Center and Archives located at 1209 Camino Carlos Rey, and the time is approximately 10:41. The purpose of this hearing is for the Commission of Public Records and the State Records Administrator to receive public comment on the following rulemaking. One, an amendment to 121.2 NMAC retention and disposition of public records, which is a CPR rule. Two, an amendment to 1.1310 NMAC record storage and access, which is a state records administrator rule only. And three, an amendment to 1.1330 NMAC disposition of public records and non-records, which is a joint rule between the commission and the state records administrator. This hearing is being conducted pursuant to and in accordance with the provisions of the Public Records Act, Article 3, Section 1431 through 14324, NMSA 1978. The New Mexico Lobbyist Registration Act regulates activities before state officials in rulemaking proceedings. The Secretary of State's office can be contacted for information and registration. Public notice of this hearing was advertised in the New Mexico Register, on the agency website, on the Sunshine Portal, posted on the public entrances of the Santa Fe and Albuquerque record centers, I think in that case, and was sent to the Legislative Council Service for distribution. Copies of the proposed rules were available from the State Records Administrator's office, were posted on the agency's website, sent to the Legislative Council Service for distribution, and the Sunshine Portal. Copies of the proposed rulemaking are also available on the table located near the door. May I remind everyone to sign the attendance sheet, which will later be entered as an exhibit into the record of this hearing. Do we have that here now?
Yes.
Did everyone sign the attendance sheet? Thomas, if someone comes in late, did you see that they come up here to sign the attendance sheet, please? So do we have anyone signed in?
Anybody else?
Do we have to read the whole list?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that is the commissioners. That's what
we did okay.
Last.
So do you have the signing sheet for the commissioners?
Yes, sir.
Let the record show that Robert Torres, as chair, is present. State Auditor Wayne Johnson is present, as is his designee, Bobby Shearer, Representative of the Attorney General, Christina.
Secretary
of State. You know, I've only been here 5 years. I'll get it straight one of these days. The Secretary of State is present. Rebecca Abo, designee for General Services Department, is present. Christina Espinosa, Secretary of State, I got that one right. Okay. Lynn Rice of the State Librarian is present, and Jeff Pappas as designee for the Department of Cultural Affairs is present. I left out somebody. Representative of the actual representative of the Attorney General.
Joseph Torres.
Got that one? Okay. This is a formal proceeding that will be recorded. Anyone interested in a copy must make his or her own arrangements to purchase a copy from the State Record Administrator's office. To ensure that the proceedings are recorded, accurately recorded, only one person at a time will be allowed to speak. Any person recognized to speak regarding the proposed rulemaking is asked to first identify yourself for the record each time that you address the hearing officer, and second, to speak loudly and clearly so that the recorder can pick up your comments. My preference is that you come approach the table, at this point, so to assure that the recorder can pick you up clearly. The hearing will be conducted in the following manner. Ms. Salazar will present exhibits. I, as a hearing officer, will rule on the admissibility of the exhibits offered for admission. Exhibits admitted into evidence are available for review by members of the public. However, exhibits may not be removed from the room. After Ms. Al-Assad offers exhibits and their admission is ruled upon, I will open the hearing for comments from the audience. The commission and state records administrator do not follow the rules of evidence, but shall, in the interest of efficiency, reserve the right to limit all testimony deemed irrelevant, redundant, or unduly repetitious. This decision will be made by me as the hearing officer. May I have a show of hands on the number of people who intend to testify or comment on the proposed rules? There is none. Okay. After a person has testified or offered comment, I will permit members of the audience to question that person. Any member of the audience wishing to question that person may do so after being recognized. Each person recognized to speak shall identify him or herself for their record. Comments offered will be considered in preparing the final amendment. They may or may not be incorporated into the final version, but they will be carefully considered. The volume of comments and the effect on the revisions will dictate the effective date of the amendment. Ms. Al-Assad, at this time, do you have any exhibits you wish to introduce into evidence?
Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, I have the following exhibits to enter into evidence. Exhibit A is the notice of hearing published on December 26, 2017 in volume 28, issue 24 of the New Mexico Register. Exhibit B is notice of rule hearing as listed on the agency website. Notice to extend public comment as listed on the agency website. Revised agenda as listed on the agency website and posted outside the rule hearing room. Email to the Legislative Council Service, notice of regular rule meeting and rulemaking. Email to the Department of Information Technology for posting to the Sunshine Portal, notice of regular meeting and rule hearing. Email to agency heads, CROs, RLOs, notice of regular meeting and rulemaking. Email to Legislative Council Service, extending the comment period. Email to the Department of Information Technology for posting to the Sunshine Portal, the extended comment period. Email to agency heads, CROs, RLOs, relating to the extended comment period. Exhibit K, 1.21.2 NMAC, retention and disposition of public records. Exhibit L, 1.21.2 NMAC, retention and disposition of public records. The comments that were received. Exhibit M, 1.1310, NMAC, records, storage, and access. Exhibit N, 1.13.30, NMAC, disposition of public records and non-records.
Are there any other exhibits to enter into the record?
There are none.
Exhibits A through N are hereby admitted into the record. At this time, proposed rulemaking will be introduced into the record, and the floor will be open for testimony and comments from the audience. Members of the audience may question each witness upon being recognized to speak. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendment to 1.21.2 NMAC retention and disposition of public records? If there are no comments, we will move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendment to 1.1310 NMAC record storage and access? There being no one, we move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendments to 1.1330 NMAC disposition of public records and non-records? There being no one, we move to close the hearing. I hereby declare the rule hearing adjourned, and we reconvene the actual.
We still have to admit the attendance sheet as Exhibit O.
Oh, before we close the hearing.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So let me reopen the hearing. So has everyone here person signed the attendance sheet? At this time, the attendance sheet shall be marked as an exhibit and entered into the record.
Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, I ask admission of the attendance sheet as Exhibit O.
Exhibit O is hereby admitted into the record. Any rules adopted by the Commission of Public Records or the State Records Administrator will be filed in accordance with the State Records Act and the New Mexico Register publication deadlines. Any rules not adopted may be postponed for future discussion at a definitive time in the future, or may be postponed indefinitely. Certainly, we'd like to thank everyone present for their participation and attendance today. And let the record show that this hearing was adjourned at 10:51 a.m.